Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again. Welcome to Spectrum. This is Steve Warren. A funny thing happened last summer. I went to the Hong Kong Dragon Boat races that I go to every year, and it was in August, Flushing Meadow Park, Corona, Queens, and there's always a lot of booths set up there with various organizations and associations, and there was one section that was set up with a lot of public organizations and community service groups, one of which is the Hotel Chinese Association of New York, which is also Hotel Chinese Association USA. So they've expanded from being a New York organization to being a national organization. So I thought, well, we'll explore this a little bit. We'll get into a little bit of the history of the Chinese Hotel Association, Chinese Hotel Association U.S. and New York. So I invited a couple of folks that are the officers of this event. We have John Yu.
Yes.
John, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then we also have Stephen Wong. Thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you.
So, Stephen, let's start with you, since you are the president of the organization.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the Hotel Chinese Association.
The idea, I want to build the founder.
Yes.
Okay, I'm the founder in the Hotel Chinese Association of New York, in 2007. Because I worked in the World Trade Center before in the Marriott Hotel. After September 11, because the crime and the hotel was like 911 as a crowd. So then we lose a job, and I work with the volunteer with the FEMA to help the people to get the assistance. And I do the volunteer with the Red Cross to help a lot of people to need to help. So that time, at the moment, I lose my job and the building's a crowd. My mind have a lot of different thing and different idea. The first very basic, I just thinking, life, sometimes people thinking is longer, but sometimes it's short. Like September 11, a lot of people, they die in the World Trade Center, but some family and the member, a daughter, the age is not too old. Some people is maybe like 60 around, but a lot of young kids. And that's why I just thinking, even I not die on that day, so how I can use my time, my life, to help people. So that's why, and many things to push me, and I can see a lot of story when I found out in the September 11, I helped the people in the FEMA. So that's why, and I have to talk to some fan. We had to find out some, life was a short, life was a long, but when we have to use real life to help people, maybe it's a good point to the God still keep me on my life.
Yeah, maybe there's a bigger plan.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, you work in the hotel industry, and this is an association that is comprised of people that work in hotel industry. Mm-hmm. Either one of you can address this issue about the presence of Chinese citizens, Chinese Americans in the hospitality industry. Mm-hmm. Over the years. It goes back a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
People working in hotels.
But not many Chinese.
Yeah, but early on, I mean, back maybe 50 years ago, one of the early immigrant groups to work in the hospitality business were from Asian countries.
Yeah.
You used to go to hotels in San Francisco and Los Angeles and New York, and and you would see people from China, from Philippines, you know, working in
the
hotels.
Asian people, yeah.
So I guess there are a lot of people now, and a lot of Chinese Americans that are working in the hotel industry, correct?
Still the presence is slow. So that's why one time I talked to the local six union, hotel union, Trey. I asked them, I say, okay, how about they still can continue to push to open more door for Asian people? Like a couple of days ago, I met the president, Peter Ward. He's very powerful in the local six hotel trade. So then I say, look, now Taiwan has a free visa, all right? And China marketing is open. So it should be more Asian people come from Asian to United States, whatever they are going to college, they do business or traveling. So that's why the hotel most, they need more Chinese working in there because they're bilingual. Usually sometimes you don't have a little bit control, but they say they need to hire the people who work in the UN hotel first, but we still continue to talk. Also, every hotel to open the door to let more Asian people can get the position or the job in the hotel.
Now, most of the major hotel organizations and owners that I've met with over the years have a diversity program. They have a diversity department, and it is an outreach to a variety of different minority ethnic organizations, whether it's women or LGBT or Asian or Hispanic or African American. Do you have any communication ongoing with the major hotel groups themselves? I mean, apart from just the local union, but do you talk to the people at Hilton or at Starwood or places like that?
Okay. So 2007, after September 11, so then because John's working in the Millennium Hotel, very close in the World Trade area, and other directors, Danny Chan, as still same thing, they work together in the Hotel Millennium. So I work in the Marriott World Trade. So then we all together to talk together because we all get a new job in the Ritz-Carlton, Central Park. So then we have a more talking about like the hotel. After that, we build or whatever we have to with life. So we just know many Chinese because the language is a problem. My English is not very well, but some people, they can understand me. So then they know the point. Sometimes I explain to them what we need to do. So that's why we... Three people, we sit down to talk about how about we can build an association. So then John is so happy to say, oh, okay, it's good. And then he get a position as a secretary in the hotel association. So Danny Chen is do the is like the director. And he work in the, also he have own business for the variety. So me, because I work in September 11, it's a lot of experience to help people because I work in the FEMA and Red Cross. So that's why my position is a president. But president job is very, very hard. I want to organize, to call the people. How you can call the people come up to trust you, believe you, then they join for together. So then I make every call every day. I explain to them why we want to build an association. But some Chinese, you know, they say, oh, it's good. Yeah, we can all together. But sometimes people, they don't understand the main point. Or maybe just like together. But they don't understand when we all together, we should be have to build up our voice. And we can use our voice to let the people, American people, whatever, all the hotel workers, they understand how sometimes we feel it's not equal right, we can fight for that. And even we feel it's like discrimination, we can still complain and how we can organize.
What was your job when you worked at the hotel at the World Trade Center? What part of the hotel business are you in?
Okay, when beginning, when I come into New York, I do my business. It's like own business, it's the restaurant. So when I opened the restaurant like 10 years after that, so I sell the restaurant to join for the hotel. So the first hotel I work in Chinatown, they call Hotel Marriott. Now it's changing the name to Hotel like Holiday Inn, downtown. Mm. So then beginning I work in the Hotel Marriott because they not the big group, because the Hotel Marriott, not many people understand their name. Like Holiday Inn or Marriott, maybe it's okay. So after that 1 year, the business is not good and then they change the system. And because I work in the waiter and the room dining, the room service. So they cut off for the restaurant and the room dining. So we all out. After that, I found the hotel in Marriott Group in the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
So I found the job is like the minibar. I just do check the bar every single room.
Where are you from originally?
From Guangzhou.
From Guangzhou?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And... John, we haven't let you speak too much here. Where you said you were working at the Millennium when all this happened?
Yes.
What were you doing there?
It's housekeeping.
Okay.
Yes. So as Stephen said, we have a few people, Stephen, me, and Stanley Chen. We are, you know, build up this association. Because when you look back at the Chinatown, the history of the immigrant, Chinese immigrant come to USA, they most working in the fashion factory in Canal Street. The business, when the 70 or 80, the business going down. No more fashion factory in Chinatown. So the people working in that factory, they want to looking for a job. They can offer her a good, you know, the benefit, medical and so hotel work is a very good benefit for the people, the lower people can speak limited English. So our goal is to help the people to build up a bridge from the hotel and management and the workers. That's what our goal at the beginning, at the 5 years ago. So after 5 years later, so now we are expand our goal to try to help more people. Like we make a lot in the conference, okay, training program. And this year we have a program of the scholarship. Maybe Stephen Wang can explain what we do in future after 6 years.
Let's talk about the what today. Let's talk about if somebody would like to know more information about your organization, or would like to become a member, or would like to look for a job or a position. Tell us how. What are you doing today? If somebody's listening right now,
I just coming. One lady, young lady, come up. She said, "Oh, can I apply for the job? Be a member." But very basic, I set up the system in our association. Who working at the hotel, then they have eligible coming to be my member. Because I don't want to keep different kind of people coming to my association. Because when I have to reunion, sometimes we have meeting, everything. All the members should be working different hotel. We can have a same subject to talk about the hotel subject.
Sure, yeah.
That's why I set up.
So first you get a hotel job, then you join your association.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
Right. And also, when the people interesting about the hotel membership, like the scholarship, we can open for who apply for the scholarship for hotel association. But your major should be have learning about hotel.
Some hospitality-related business,
correct.
Right?
Okay. So this is my setup, the system to push on. Because I know a lot of different association in Chinatown or the hotel trade, they still have a scholarship, but they put every different major. They don't care. But me, I want to set up for only one, support the hotel.
Does your organization have regular meetings? Do you have events throughout the year that you participate in?
Yes, we do have every month we have a meeting. And then every couple of months we have some activities, like a training program or conference. Like last year we have sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. So tell the people how you prevent yourself when working in the hotel. Yes.
Well, if people want to know more about Hotel Chinese Association, you were Hotel Chinese Association New York until just recently, and now you've expanded to Hotel Association USA. You still have both websites, or you prefer people to go?
Yeah, just can I expand for that point?
Yes.
Okay. 5 years ago, we built an association for New York. So we're very successful because we do a lot of seminar. We have connect a lot of community, different kind of association, different people. And many times we have found out even the hotel get some problem. We do the seminar like when some hotel we find out some case like sexual harassment. So we just do the sexual harassment seminar to call all the worker come up. And sometimes even you find out something happened in you and how you can take care of yourself, protect yourself. So and sometimes like when you lose your job and you breaking some policy in the hotel, how you can organize, we can teach them how to organize, to talk to some management and help them to find the job back. And even we find out it's not they want, maybe something have a deliberate, not equal right, not fair, and we fight for that. So that's why, and now New York, there's a Hotel Chinese Association should be as a stand up. But we want to network around the country because I know a lot of different state and city. There are a lot of Chinese people still is working in the hotel too. But sometimes maybe they don't understand. Sometimes they get problem. How they can find out some correct information or people can help.
And you're already set up to
so
do that.
So that's why we set up right now to change the name to Hotel Chinese Association of USA Incorporation. So that's why now we're still talking with San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and New Jersey.
Everywhere.
Well, yeah, so then we're still talking on it.
But technically, anyone, any Chinese person anywhere in the United States that's working in the hotel or hospitality industry that's listening to our program today can contact you and become a member, even if they don't live in New York. Yes. They can still participate and communicate with you.
But one thing, Steve, it's very, very difficult to build an association. I'm the founder. I really understand that. Because you know why? First of all, we don't have money because you not do business. You just organize all the work or whatever. But my association, we open position membership for management and employee. Doesn't matter. That's why sometimes we need people like official people, politic people to give me a funding. And sometimes we can just like do some job training. We can find some basic money to support the association. So that's why now I decide to open Hotel Chinese Association USA. We still need the people, local people, as you work together with us. And maybe it's difficult sometimes, the money.
So I suppose that you're also looking for people to contribute money, organizations,
some people donations,
donations. People to underwrite your programs and to help fund your events. You are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so that's, you know, tax deductible to some degree for people. So any business or entity that's interested in working with you or supporting the work that you do should certainly get in touch. What is the best? Give us the website address.
Okay, we have two websites. One is www.hcany.org. The new one is www.hcausa.org.
People wanted to join, they can also join online, become members.
Yep.
You'll ask them to submit some evidence that they work for a hotel, like a check stub or a ID card or something like that, so you know that they're who they say they are.
And also, we have an email. Email, we have organized all the official people. Even my one is Stephen.Wong@hcausa.org. Like John have it, like John.Yu@hcausa.org.
And of course, there are links and web addresses and your phone numbers available on the website. So anybody who wants more information can go there. Mm. We're going to have the logo for the Hotel Chinese Association on our website, so people can just, while they're listening, can flip over there and take a look at that and link through to your website. Pleasure meeting both of you today, and thank you for the T-shirt, because now I have a T-shirt. And people look at me and say, are you a member of the Chinese Hotel Association?
He
says, no, unfortunately, I'm not, but I have a T-shirt.
And also, you know why? We have a big event on next year. We set up on February 1st.
February 1st, Chinese New Year.
Oh, yeah, Chinese New Year.
Yeah, there's a Chinese New Year party.
So your party is going to be on February 1st.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because, I mean, there's so many New Year's parties. New Year itself is not till the 10th. But anyway, we've run out of time for this conversation. But again, we'd like to thank both John and Stephen for joining us from Hotel Chinese Association USA. For Spectrum, I'm Steve Warren.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.